Kavod HaRav, Shalom Uvracha. Chassidus in general places great emphasis on serving God with the help of a Rebbe. Sometimes I question how far one may take this when I hear Chassidim, usually of a particular sect, emphasizing their Rebbe to such an extreme they almost never mention the ultimate goal, the Master of the Universe. I become very uneasy while speaking to them, and I question whether they have gone overboard. Recently, however, I was rethinking my stance and considered that perhaps my feelings may just be because I am not accustomed to that sort of worship. Am I misguided or incorrect in being uncomfortable with this phenomenon? Where does one draw the line? Have a wonderful Yom Tov. Anonymous, Marion, Pennsylvania. Okay, you are not misguided with these feelings. Definitely one of the dangers that the Gedolim of the time when Hasidism began saw in Hasidism is this possible abuse and distortion of a Talmud Rebbe relationship and the importance of a Rebbe almost as a medium between the Jewish people and God, intermediary, which is borders on idolatry. Most Hasidic sects have mastered the balance and understand how to relate to a Rebbe on the one hand with the awe of heaven, but not because the Rebbe is a god or intermediary, but because he possesses the midos that the Torah extols, the Torah that he possesses, the tzidkus, the righteousness, and all of that represents godliness and represents God, not that he is a god or intermediary or anything like that. And could be for that reason the Torah demands that Talmidei Chachamim be extra modest, to distract attention from their personality and from their externals, and to say that even though you have to have awe and respect for a Talmud Chacham, for a Rebbe, equal to the respect and awe that you have for God, it's not because the Rebbe stands in place of God, but because he represents godliness. He represents Torah. And it's the Torah and the godliness that he represents that one has to have the awe and respect for.